Several news outlets reported yesterday about new hope for a Linwood, Washington man who's imprisoned in North Korea. But Kenneth Bay's family members say they've heard of no plans for former President Jimmy Carter to seek his release. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
North Korea has held Kenneth Bay in prison for more than 9 months. He's serving out a 15-year sentence of hard labor for alleged crimes against the government. In recent days, Asian news outlets reported that Jimmy Carter was planning a trip to North Korea to help broker his release. But the Carter Center says the former president has no immediate plans to visit the reclusive nation. Bay's sister, Terry Chung, says she heard the same response Monday morning from a Carter Center spokesperson. Chung also says that every week, the State Department reassures her family that they're doing everything possible.
I believe that the U.S. government wants to see this American home. But when it's your family member, you know, just nothing is enough until he's home.
Chung says her family is frustrated. Their worries also escalated this month after Bay's letters home said that his health is failing. In the past, Americans jailed in North Korea have only been released after visits from high-profile U.S. diplomats. Carter flew there in 2010 to help with the release of a man from Boston. Bay attended the University of Oregon and has family in the Seattle suburbs. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.